Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ here, and off we go. Bigger story, Rockets' third straight home win, or JV to the Mets?
JV to the Mets.
I don't know. It's pretty good, Rockets.
It's good. It's just this is a
when
guy.
When was the last time the Rockets won three straight?
No, it's great. It's just home. This is a guy who's won, just finished winning. Like, you just lost your Cy Young Award winner.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal. And the guy who was your lead dog in the World Series. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's Justin Verlander. It's not a regular season game, but like the Rockets. But I know what you're saying. I was excited for the Rockets.
Weren't you? I mean, I didn't think there was any chance Verlander was coming back. Very, very little.
No, yeah. And that's the thing.
He's been gone for a while for me now.
Yeah, no, for me too. Yeah. For me too. I mean, just from a sports department story, that's the bigger lead. That's the bigger story when it becomes official. But no, I never considered Verlander. Jim Crane doesn't pay that number. There's no way he pays that number, especially not when you're that deep at pitcher. So
you know what is significant about that number, 86.8.
It's bigger than Scherzer.
It's just bigger. Mm-hmm. Scherzer is 43.3.
We were right the whole time that he was going to go after Scherzer.
Scherzer
number.
Money. Yeah, he was going after Scherzer's 43.3333, and Verlander's 43.4. He just had to get more than Scherzer. That's it. That's all.
It's not about the money. At this stage, it's really not about the money.
It's just about the money.
Well, it's about the number.
Right.
It's about the number, not the actual cash that you spend. It's about the number being higher than the other guy's number. That's what it is. That's why Carlos Correa loved seeing Trey Turner get his deal yesterday. Trey Turner given an 11-year, $300 million deal, which is significant from the Phillies. Phillies continue to just try to buy everything.
Yeah.
Phillies can't. They don't grow it. They just buy it. And it's significant because now Carlos Correa, you know, has that as a benchmark out there. He's got now I don't think Carlos will get any 11-year deals, and I think 11-year deals are stupid in general. But I do think it helps Carlos from a standpoint of reestablishing the market this year.
Well, the 11-year, $300 million deal is less than what Seager. I mean, Seager established the market last year.
Well, yeah, but what it
and
shows.
Lindor, actually, Lindor actually established the market.
But I don't think that's a market anymore.
No.
I don't think that's the market. I think this is the market. And what it did was it got to $300 million guaranteed. They had to do 11 years so they could pay it off, but they're willing to put extra years on there that may not be productive years just to pay off the $300 million. And I think getting to the 300 number, John, is the most guaranteed.
And that's funny because a number that I heard just recently was 290, 10-290. Which doesn't get you there, and it is. It's just about that. It's just about the number. It's just about the number.
It's about a number, and
it's a shame.
Carlos may not be able to get there because of his injury history. That would be. I mean, I'd have pause for giving him anything that was. See, with Trey Turner, they're extending the deal just so they can make it to the 300 mark. Because his agent wants to get to the 300 mark. That's where Lindor is. That's where Tatis is. That's where the top shortstops have hit the 300 mark. He wants to get his client to the 300 mark. I'm sure Scott Boras wants to get his client to the 300 mark. I'm sure the difference is no one's given him an 11-year deal.
No. Well, there is a 10-year deal out there, but it's at 29. And you know what? That's just not. It's just short because Boras does not want to be the guy who got Carlos Correa just short as opposed to getting the most.
Isn't that crazy?
He could for, yes,
it's all it. Ego it stuff. Is. It's it not is. Even real
no, it's not.
Money,
it's not money
stuff.
It's not about money. And oh, by the way, it doesn't. And winning isn't. It's not really not about winning either. Now,
Verlander.
Now there was a picture of Carlos in a Dodger uniform last night, on the internet that just made me puke.
Yeah, it makes you sick to see it.
No, it absolutely does. Here's
photoshopped.
Yeah. It's Carlos in a Dodger uniform. It says executive believes the Dodgers are the leading candidate to sign Carlos Correa.
Verlander,
Well, after Trey Turner leaves, there's a good chance.
I think it's ramped way up. But
yeah,
with Verlander going to the Mets, I'm okay with that. It wasn't Yankees. It wasn't Dodgers.
Yeah. No. I don't think the Mets get there either. Cohen will spend money now. Uh-huh. Cohen ain't scared. He's going to lose those traps.
I mean, he's
don't
going
care.
Scherzer Verlander on you.
Yeah.
That looks pretty
strong.
He's
going 43-43 on you.
Yeah. No, they're throwing a ton of money on
you. I mean, goodness gracious. For two guys, $86
million. And you got to hope those guys stay healthy at their age.
And you got to pay other guys. We'll see if they're, you know, Nimmo's out there going, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, all of their guys are probably just like, okay, now you got to pay the fielders. Now you got to pay big money for the fielders because you got all that pitching and you ain't gonna hit. Okay, we'll see how that works out.
Who's older, Justin Verlander or Max Scherzer?
They're pretty close, aren't they? Shoot, I remember watching Scherzer. I would say Scherzer's older.
Nope, Scherzer's 38, will be 39 in July. Mm. Justin Verlander is 39 years old. Look at the age on these pitchers, making over 86, close to 87 total million per year between the two of them. I mean, you are really gambling on health with late 30s pitchers. That is a recipe for disaster potentially, but we'll see what happens.
Well, and coming off of Tommy John. Now, he was awesome coming off of Tommy John. So here's Dusty Baker talking about the Verlander deal. You're talking about $86 million over 2 years. The Astros weren't doing that.
Yeah, we made a run at him, but, you know, we couldn't afford what the Mets were willing to pay him.
Okay.
And, you know, when you get to a certain point in your career, you know, you think about your family and you think about just different things of, you know, I don't know what's going through his mind, but all I know is I'm pulling for him.
And, right.
You know, he was one of the best teammates in a short period of time that I've had in a long time. And, I mean, this guy's a pro. I mean, you know, he made it easier on the rest of my pitching staff because guys would know they were going to pitch the day before. I can go full bullpen. They're probably going to be off the day he pitches, other than a couple guys at the end of the game. And then afterward, the next day, then I can go full bullpen because they know they're going to get work again. And so he kept my bullpen strong.
So having Justin Verlander is easier on a manager. We just found that out.
Yeah.
No, we knew that. Having a guy who's going to give you seven almost every time out, and you're going to be in almost every game, and you're going to get 18 to 20 wins out of him. I mean, goodness gracious, you're losing a lot here. I know everybody, and it's so amazing losing a Cy Young. It's like, nah. I mean, there was a lot more hubbub about Carlos, about Cole, about Springer.
Yeah.
Honestly. Even Charlie Morton. Oh, man, we just lost a Charlie effing Morton. I mean, everybody's just been consigned to, oh, well, it's, you know what, we're going to lose Verlander. We're okay. We got Hunter Brown now.
It makes, it puts a manager, it gives a manager a breath. You know, when you're worried about, if you have all these things you're worried about, you know, you'll hear about Dusty. We'll hear him talk about left-handers here in a second because Dusty's, like, really always worried about having lefties. But
With the best bullpen in baseball.
Yeah. I mean, if you're worried about – and also, I think you get some context clues about – I think Dusty was pretty involved with the Montero deal. But if you if you're worried about this
he
hitter –
he loves Montero.
This player, if you're worried about this guy, if you're worried about this area of the team – it's nice to know that, okay, Verlander's here, so I can just catch a breath and relax for a day because I don't have to worry about it. I mean, Justin Verlander makes your job.
Well,
you don't have to have as much anxiety over
it. Very difficult to put that center fielder out there because you had to have Dubon in center every time.
I know.
Justin Verlander was on the mound because you just had to have DuBon for whatever reason.
It was DuBon, a Cy Young Award winner. That's what DuBon helped to cultivate. You know,
He should absolutely get Verlander
should
give him a watch.
There should be a picture of Verlander and DuBon holding up the Cy Young Award trophy together.
Speaking of guys, you know, he was in on the Montero deal. He's also talking about Wilson Contreras, and the story came out during the playoffs, actually, that Dusty didn't want Wilson Contreras. He didn't want Contreras because he didn't want to change up the – and by the way, he would have had to sit Machete, and he was not going to do that. And now, how can Wilson Contreras come here after that story came out that Dusty didn't want him? Well, here's Dusty explaining it.
Well, at the time, it's not that I didn't want him. It's just at the time, I didn't think it was a proper fit with 2 months to go in the season. You know what I mean? And then you got to learn your pitching staff. You got to learn, you know, how we go about doing things. And I didn't feel that there was enough time, you know, to do that. Now, going forward, I mean, yeah, we're going to talk to him. And, you know, we have interest in him. And if the numbers are right and the years are right and the situation is right, then right for both of us.
Yeah. I don't know how it'll ever be. Did you see what Maldonado, his Instagram?
Recently?
Just yesterday.
No, what did he have yesterday?
Maldonado put out, he goes, oh, people, how quick people forget. And then he said, I don't forget. I didn't understand. Maybe, I don't know, is it all the love for Contreras that he feels like that people are given here? I didn't get it. I don't understand what is Machete. Maybe a little bit.
Maybe
he's feeling. He's in his feelings right now because of Contreras. The Contreras talks.
That could be.
It could be.
Why is did he? Is are he and Deshaun boys?
I don't. Well, it wasn't a rap. It wasn't.
I know. That's
it wasn't rap lyrics.
There's no future lyrics, but he is cryptic. He's now cryptic social media guy.
Yeah. Oh. Well.
We're doing this now with Astros.
Well. We're doing this now. I could see. Well, I can't see it. He's like a 170 hitter. You can't get in your feelings when you're hitting a .170. You just can't.
He came up with some clutch hits in the off season. I mean, in the postseason.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't remember. He had those. Some. I mean, regular season, I remember him, but I don't remember all those clutch.
He had some.
I mean, he had a grounder. Actually, he kept a drive. An inning alive, started
with
a walk. With a walk, and then he had a base hit as well. Mm-hmm. I remember that, you know, over 13 games, he had those two hits.
Before
a walk and a hit. I remember that.
That was literally before game-winning plays happened.
Go back and look at his postseason, I don't think it's as sporty as you think it is.
Well, I remember him having big at-bats. That led to Jeremy Pena game-winning hits.
Yeah, he had the one, I think, that led to Yordan. Jeremy kept it alive, but I think he started it, so I don't know.
Well, Yordan would have been third. I mean,
Maldi was last, and then by the time, he would have been fourth in the order. Yeah.
But Pena had a game-winning home run that was specifically, they kept it alive, like Maldi didn't make the out. And so Maldi had some, he was okay. I mean, that's probably what it is, unfortunately.
Yeah,
it's probably him, you know. Upset about maybe the excitement over Wilson Contreras, I guess. He shouldn't be.
Right.
He shouldn't be. He had Vasquez on the team, too. Don't worry. You'll still get to catch 3 to 4 games out of the 5-man rotation.
Not if Contreras is there.
Well,
you can't.
You know, says you.
Right.
Let's see it actually happen.
I just.
Who does Bagwell like?
Well, apparently Bagwell tweeted this.
Here, well, let's hear from. We've got the sound on. Here's Dusty Baker talking about Contreras. We didn't just play this.
Yeah, we did.
That's right. We
just played it.
Look how much coffee still left in here.
Here's what Bagwell said: 2 years, $86 million for Verlander. That's almost $10 million a year. No thanks. Anti-numbers Jeff Bagwell. That's not – Jeff Bagwell knows what $86 million is. It's not $10 million a year, okay, Tony, with your phony Jeff Bagwell quote. That's not true. That is not true.
Sacking Jeff Bagwell.
Yeah. Don't do that. All right, 713-780-3. So you got thoughts on this? I actually want to talk about this Rockets game last night.
Too.
What a game. What a fun game it was. double overtime, and the Rockets win it, and they win again at home, which is awesome. This
three in a row, they've beaten over the last three games. They've beaten Philadelphia here with Embiid, with Harden, and then you beat, you know, just 2 games ago, you won on the road in a big game against the Suns. So, I mean, there's some good wins going on with the Rockets right now, and the consistency from quarter to quarter is getting much better.
We'll talk about it on the other side. Right now, we're talking about insurance.
Yeah, TGS Insurance allows you to save a bunch of money, and the savings are substantial, especially for people who have been with the same homeowners insurance company for a while. If you've been with them for a while, I want you to do something. There's no strings attached, but pick up your phone right now and text the word money to 232323. Do it right now. Text the word money to 232323. Hit send, and then they're going to ask you for your homeowner's address back. You're going to send the homeowner's address, and within 15 seconds, you're going to have a firm quote from an A-rated insurance company. And I want you to tweet me if you want. You can direct message me on what the savings ended up being from your homeowner's insurance right now, what you're paying now versus what you found from an A-rated company going through TGS Insurance. Get A-rated coverage. Get the coverage that you need, that you have to have. But do it with competitive rates. Have multiple companies competing for your business. What you're going to find is your savings are pretty substantial. The average savings is around $900 for people who switch over. But what you'll also find is if you've been with the same company for a while, you're going to be into the thousands. And yes, they can even help you with the car insurance. It's not hard to shop car insurance as well. Even if you think you want to stay with your homeowners because of the quote-unquote bundle, forget about it. It's not going to save you as much money as going with TGS for your homeowners and finding a different car insurance. Text the word money today, right now, to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Rockets win it last night, their first overtime game this season, and it went double overtime, 132 to 123. My takeaway, I really enjoyed watching Alperen Şengün play last night. I mean,
yeah.
You want to talk about
it. He doesn't have any fear. Have you noticed that? Like, he looks extremely confident against everybody.
I mean, Embiid had a huge game, and, you know, but he was plus side on the plus minus, and he just plays hard. I mean, you're right. He wasn't up for, he mixed it up. He was knocking, when he knocked over, was it Melton he knocked over in the, going for the rebound, it was just like he's just playing 100 miles an hour, and I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, Alperen Şengün is, once again, this is a guy who's 20 years old. I mean, he's just 20 years old.
That body fills out.
Same thing with Jabari. Jabari is in the infant stages, a 19-year-old, and you see how high he gets. He's so long-armed. He's so long. He's such a quick leaper. He gets up. Jabari is going to be so much better than he is right now. He's never going to be a put the ball on the basket type and put the ball on the ground and beat you off the dribble type guy. He made three threes, although one was lucky, but he had three threes. He had no points headed into the fourth quarter.
And then
he made his first three, which was he didn't even think catch, stroked it. Then the next one, he kind of got it off the side of the backboard from the corner, which is, you know, almost an impossible angle. And he even shook it like, yeah. I can't believe
well,
that
one. Well, he banked it, hit the glass, hit the rim, hit the glass,
yeah.
Went in.
I mean, it was super lucky. And then, but the third one that he had, which is a huge one in overtime, he just caught it and stroked it again, this time from the left side angle, free throw line extended, and just buried it. And then Şengün got P.J. Tucker completely soccer flopped and drew a foul on Şengün, but the three counted, which that three was critical because that was the one that kind of was the catalyst for the Rockets taking over in overtime. They extended it by three, and Philadelphia never caught him after that. But, man, him and Şengün, you got a 19 and a 20-year-old. The 19-year-old's got a three-point stroke, is a good defender, and is going to be a really good rebounder because he's just so long and active near the basket. Şengün has good footwork, is skilled around the basket, is already fearless. Like, he doesn't, you don't see him intimidated.
No.
He's never intimidated. He's also a really good passer. They don't use him enough. KPJ, at the end of that game, I was like, come on, dude, why are you getting into this ISO ball? You guys have been doing such a good job of running offenses, and he just, the ball got so sticky. Like, run it through Shingun, on even if it's high screen and roll stuff.
Listen, Kevin Porter Jr. played pretty good. He had a block on James Harden.
Defensively, he played really well.
Really well. That said, they shot over 40% from the field, the Sixers did. And this is the first, I mean, I think might be the first or second win this season when the other team shot over. They shot 47% from the field and the Rockets still won. The Rockets don't win games where a team shoots over 40%. But they did. They won this one because the Rockets only shot 36%. Listen, Jalen Green might have to take three-pointers off. You know what he is in his last four games shooting threes?
It's not good. It's not even close.
He was 0 for last night. He's 0 for his last 12 in the last two games. He's 4 for 33 in the last four games.
Well,
4 for 33. Awful. Awful. And it just is not getting any better. He's just lost all confidence in that shot. And he's so creative around the basket. And it just is amazing. But he and the two guards together, 10 assists, 11 turnovers. That's not good. That is not good.
No, and it's kind of to be expected. I mean, it doesn't surprise you when you hear that. You know, the thing that I think right now, and Jim, you're going to be next up. The thing that surprised me, or it didn't surprise me yesterday, that I totally expected, and I said this to my kids when we were watching. They had 3 seconds to go in regulation with a chance to win the game. It's tied, and I gave them no chance because I just knew at their age as a team, as a collective team, and who they are, where they are in their development, that's the kind of thing that a veteran team gets a good look and a young team gets Jalen Green flying out of bounds with a running three-pointer. That's honestly what happened. Even though Shingun, when they threw it in, if he turned and shot.
But he was just looking to give it up.
Was because the play was designed for him to look at either KPJ or.
Well, there were nice double pick, though. I like Steven Silas got him open, got Jalen open.
Well, he designed it.
It was a good design. It just didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know that I designed
it. He's just not shooting well. I don't know if I should design it for him right now.
That's what I'm saying. Why design a. Yeah. If you're going to design a play, get it to Jalen Green moving towards the basket.
Well, you want Jalen Green to be that guy, though, that's going to take that last shot. I think he's trying to establish him as that guy, right? Because he's your star. He's your scorer. But I would rather have him going to the basket as opposed to taking a jumper. But there was only 3 seconds left. I don't know how dude can get to the basket fast now. So maybe that next time you got to say, listen, do not settle for a jumper. Get to the basket and see if you can't get fouled. And then Kevin Porter gets fouled and he can't win the game. He hits in overtime. He hits the first free throw and misses the second. And they're not able. Then they got to go to another overtime. But they took over in that second overtime, man.
Mm-hmm.
They just took the game over. And you know, James had a couple of daggers. Now here's James talking about. We're talking about this Rockets team, and a lot of you probably still aren't into them, still not watching them. We get that. But it is an exciting team. Now it's a team that gives up a lot of points. That's for sure. They still got a lot of work to do defensively. But this is what. Who else did you, RJ and I were talking before the show, who else has said this about the Rockets?
Alex Caruso said it over the summer, and then Klay Thompson, when the Rockets were at home and lost to the Rockets, said very high things about the Houston Rockets as a team.
Okay, so Klay Thompson, Alex Caruso, and then here's James talking about this Rockets team.
We know they're just not going to just lay down. Like, they just got off a really good road trip where there'd be some good teams, you know what I mean, being down by a lot and coming back and winning a couple games. So, very bright future.
Yeah, this team isn't a walkover team anymore. It's not.
No. Well, what's happening is they're from game every once in a while now they're popping up and they're actually coming back on you like they did, you know, like they did against the Hawks, like they did against the Suns. Now they're a team that will come back on you. Now they're a team that from time to time, like you couldn't get them to fold yesterday. The Sixers are trying to get them to fold in the fourth. Early in the season, they fold in the fourth. Last year, they fold in the fourth. They didn't fold in the fourth against the Sixers. And in fact, they didn't fold in the overtimes. You went to two overtimes, and they didn't fold. In fact, they got defensive stops at different critical times. So Those are things that we didn't see early in the year. Oh, a critical defensive stop. With, by the way, the energy on the floor defensively in critical situations is so, was just so much better. And Jalen Green, how about Jalen Green getting on the floor, hustling down? KPJ turned it over in a pass to Jalen Green. Both KPJ and Jalen hustled back, ran down whoever it was that stole the ball, cut it, you know, knocked it loose, and Jalen's jumping on the ground trying to get after it and pick up the loose ball. It ends up going out of bounds, but that was such a phenomenal hustle play to prevent an easy layup. And there are a lot of reasons to get excited. You just, I think if it went a little less through Kevin Porter Jr. and a little more through Şengün, if you're able to just move it just slightly in one direction to where Şengün had more considerations, whether you're playing them at the high post, the low post, whatever, I think they'd be better off. I think they'd become more efficient for sure.
Yeah. You know, he did have one assist and four turnovers, but the ball, the offense seems to work so much better.
Well, I'm not talking about I'm not talking about yesterday. Şengün.
No.
I mean, he is a high turnover guy anyway. In a general sense. Well, that's
he's about a 1-1 guy.
Guess what? The other ones are too.
He's a 1-1 guy, yeah.
But I'm talking about the shots. If you get him the ball, and I'm not talking about the ball running through him as a ball distributor. I mean actually getting potential looks. Yep. Because he's got good footwork around the basket, and he's got touch around the basket.
Let's get Jim in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Hey. Typically when I'm calling into these shows, I'm usually talking Stros. Real quick, the Abreu signing, man. Jeez, I just can't wait for spring training to get here. I mean, it's just got me motivated for just another fun season coming up if they stay healthy. But to the Rockets point, so – you know, I've been watching more of the games lately, and make no mistake about it, man, this team has a core set of guys that are just, and they're young, like you said, Jabari, Şengün, Jalen, who's a superstar in the making, Kari Eason, my goodness, talk about a guy that just, you know, is it Mario Elie cloned with, but a taller version of him, with just the hustle, the junkyard dog mentality. And I like where this team's headed. I mean, we've got a core. To y'all's point, when I watch these games, I'll like kind of go check the stats afterwards, and I always see it's like Kevin Porter Jr., he wants to be like Jalen, but he's not Jalen Green. He always takes as many shots. We need to back off and say, Porter, your job's to take 3 to 4 fewer shots and get 3 to 4 more assists. Or if he's not cut out to be that guy, that's where I think the team needs to make some type of, I don't know, find a guard that can distribute the ball and put Porter as a guy off the bench to shoot. I just don't feel like he shows flashes of doing things, but it feels like he tries to be like Jalen Green versus, like, you need to be a guard or somebody that can distribute. And like you guys said, work through Şengün more. It just feels like something's not quite there with that combination. I mean, it's just kind of how it feels to me. Hopefully I'm making a little bit of sense, but just feel like you need to back off the shooting a little bit and say you've got to figure out a way to distribute the ball more versus thinking about shooting more.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it, Jim. Appreciate it. And, yeah, they're that's a fun team to watch. There was a lot of effort last night. It was an enjoyable game last night. I just wanted to see him beat James Harden too. Yeah, I mean, he's the point guard. He's the guy that's got the ball in his hands. He kind of feels like he is a star. Does Kevin Porter Jr. I don't know. We'll see if he's a right fit.
He's talented. It's more a matter of fit than attitude for me right now. I like the attitude I've seen, but you know, there's a lot of talk about James coming back, right? Have you heard that? The big talk is that James eventually, if the Sixers and James after next year come to an impasse and they don't want to, you know, there is a thought that James Harden could eventually come back to Houston. Rafael Stone loves him. And there's a thought that he could be a primary ball handler, which I'm going to tell you, it's not the craziest idea in the world to have a veteran like James Harden, who has had a couple years now of playing with Embiid and playing with Kevin Durant. Like, this isn't the same James Harden as a player. He wasn't really good. He's in good shape right now. James is in really good shape. This is some of the best shape I've seen him in physically. It's carrying less, you know, less weight. You can tell he's got leaner, he's leaner muscle mass. But you could see James potentially running the point for the Rockets. I mean, theoretically, and trying to set Jalen Green up. Maybe James gets to a point as he becomes even more veteran that he says, "Let me be," because he is that. This is going to be. This is super weird. He's that kind of older mentor in a way. Mm-hmm. I know. It's very, very strange. Well, but they love him. Those young players love James Harden. They have connections to James Harden.
Well, here, not only
who are they going to respect? We talked about having a veteran they respect. James is that kind of guy. You know, I'm just saying in a highly ironic way.
Well, and not only do the players like him, here's the introduction last night.
At the 6 foot guard from Arizona State, welcome home to Houston, number one, James Harden.
Well, Rockets fans love James. Rockets fans love you.
Yeah, they still like him.
Yeah, they still do.
Uh-huh.
All right, taking a break. Time to talk a little bit about your wife's knee, all right?
Yeah, so it's going really, really well right now. We are really excited. It took a while to get results, but that's exactly what they said. It was going to take a while to get results because she had grade 4 cartilage loss in her knee. And so we went with QC Kinetics, and they said, okay, this is going to be a longer process. For some people, they have, you know, a couple, sometimes two, sometimes three processes, and what happens is they have increased mobility. They have very, very quickly a drop in the pain that they're experiencing. And if you're experiencing chronic pain in your shoulder, your knee, your hip, your back, this is because you have damaged tissue. And what QC Kinetics can do with regenerative, restorative, all-natural biological therapies is they can take the body's healing power and start to regenerate and restore tissue. And that really is extremely important when it comes to pain management and lessening chronic pain. And that's something that they can do. And sometimes you'll see results many times after one treatment. I had another guy with a shoulder, a labral tear, that he had it after two treatments. He's like, this is unbelievable. I've gone from an 8 on the pain scale to a 2. My wife now has more mobility in the knee. The pain has subsided. This is huge for her as she continues trying to run marathons. This is a big, big step. She's gone through 4 processes, 1 more to go. QC Kinetics. I'm a big, big believer. 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285. That's QC Kinetics.
ESPN 97.5.
I wish Chastain had like a theme song. Chastain Ford, you're awesome. Awesome people, greatest deals. Something like that. Something awesome that Chastain Ford, we could sing, you know, like their other theme songs. But here's the deal is I love the people over at Chastain Ford. I love what they've done for me, and I'm going to get my cars there. I mean, I've got my F-150 on the way, and it was just such an easy process. It was such a wonderful process. And not because I speak for them. This is how they do it with everybody. Every single person that comes in there, they're going to work the deal. They work the deal as hard as they possibly could with all the rebates that they're going to get. And if they promise you that they're going to be under MSRP, it means that they're working Ford the hardest they possibly can to get you the best deal with all the rebates that they can possibly. The other dealerships are just tossing the rebates. And no, I mean, we're not giving them that. We're not giving them that. We're not giving them. They don't care. All they want is the most money they can get from you. And that's not the way they do it at Chastain Ford, period, exclamation point. They're going to get you in that Ford car or truck with the best deal that they possibly can at the payments that you have to be at. No add-ons, no markups. They're going to get you in that Ford car or truck under MSRP when you order it from Chastain Ford every single time. So get to ChastainFord.com. You can do it all online. I like doing it at the dealership with the people, which I did mine with Justin. You do with yours, with whatever salesperson that there is, but you're going to get the best deal. At Chastain Ford, it's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown. Chastain Ford.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Somebody is going to get got by this New York Porch Sports. There's a picture of Kate Upton and Justin Verlander, and they're in, you know, all dressed up, and Justin, they look, what a lovely couple they are. And Kate's quote is, "We had a higher offer from the other New York team, but we wanted to go where the fans don't boo their own. Sorry, Hal." who's the owner of the New York Yankees. Kate Upton during Esquire radio interview. It's not true. I can certainly see Stephen A. saying, look what Kate Upton said. Look what Kate Upton said.
I know, he's been tricked so many times by Ball Sack Sports. And I could 100% see him falling for that one. And you saw what Kate Upton said about the New York Yankees and their fans. Like, oh no, that's not real, Stephen A.
Black Bauer says this, oh my God, as a Rockets fan, I'm embarrassed. Get off Harden's sack. He's no better than Deshaun. He quit on the city because the Rockets weren't good enough, even though he ran off the best sidekick.
They like him.
He needed for his game, CP3. Yeah. We are soft-ass city.
No, we
listen, we, I don't want James Harden. I couldn't stand watching James Harden ball, massaging the basketball, dribble. It was successful. It was awful to watch. I would much rather watch, you know, these guys run.
You're in a minority. A lot of the Rockets fans who are going to the games, they like James, as you see. And Rafael Stone likes James.
Yeah. And so does Tillman. I know that.
And they'd love to. And Tillman loves James. Yeah. And they'd like to have a veteran, you know, presence on the team. Who's a ball hand. We talked about veteran point.
Really? We're using James Harden as the guy that we want to teach the young guys?
I'm just saying this.
Best strip clubs are.
Okay.
Teach them how to go to Cabo in between games.
Trust me, they already know this stuff.
Oh, well.
They know a lot of it.
I'm sure.
Players are not. They're not all sitting at home drinking milk playing Xbox right now.
No. That's for sure.
James just knows where the best places to go are. Well, James is just beloved.
James is an enthusiast.
Here's what the Rockets need. They need somebody who can distribute the basketball at high assist total, for example. You can look at James' stats if you want to see that. They need somebody who is a veteran that the team will respect and they'll listen to. James is that guy. James, KPJ, Vault raved about him. All these players raved about him. James actually checks boxes that I hadn't really even thought about until yesterday. And I was like, oh my God, James is a ball distributor. James is, and I'd heard this, you know, rumor about the Rockets would like to have James come back. And there was a report out there yesterday that James Harden, you know, that could happen in the future. But I've always known that James loves the city of Houston. I don't think it'd be crazy for James to want to be back in Houston. It's just you couldn't see James coming back last year or 2 years ago. Now, if you think about a veteran who can distribute the ball and that the young players will listen to and respect more than anything, I mean, James does fit that. The other stuff pisses me off about James. But I'm just saying, I wouldn't completely rule it out because Tillman and Rafael Stone, the decision makers, they do like James Harden.
Yeah. No. And I don't know. I'm just – let's move on.
And they have money. What's up, RJ? Were you going to say something?
Well, I was just saying, we do have sound from James Harden on the post game about what he thinks about the city of Houston.
Well, let's hear. All right, let's hear what James says.
I still got a house here, so my family lives here. I wasn't really emotional tonight. I was just excited to get back on the court, but I respect and appreciate the love that the city has given to me. And that love and appreciation will always be reciprocated, even to this day, from, you know, my community efforts. You know, and so forth and so on. So,
I don't know. I'm done with James. I mean, he was great. That was it. I don't know that he's going to come back and he's going to be, I've never thought of James as a mentor for a young player. Maybe he is. I don't know. I don't know. If he comes back, he comes. If he doesn't, he doesn't. I've never been a huge fan. Oh well, I've always thought he put the Rockets in purgatory. They were never going to get to heaven with James Harden, and they never did because he just wasn't. He wasn't.
They're
clutch.
Way further away right now. Jalen and Şengün are the two guys that, and Jabari to me are the core three right now that you're looking at. And for me, James would be one of those. Like, he'd be more of a bridge player by the time you're looking at James Harden. He would not be your core. You know, you're going to get somewhere with James. James would have to take a role of, he's a guy that helps to elevate you to, because you're so far away now. Now you're just trying to win 25 games, trying to get over 24 and a half wins. That's what everyone's shooting for now.
Well, I don't know that the Rockets organization is like, man, we need to get over 24 and a half wins.
I mean, they think should that's be. The, yeah, that's the goal. That should be the
that's
goal.
That's it?
Should be over 24 and a half. should be the goal this year.
I thought they, the teams, they went, you know what? Let's try to win the division. Let's try to get to the playoffs. Let's
not when you're this young and this bad over the last couple of years. You just want to get over the win total
over
that Vegas
and
has.
A half?
Yeah.
Oh.
You want to get over 24 and a half. That should be the goal. And then so now you're not looking for a James Harden type player to take you to the promised land. You would be looking for him to help your help guys mature their games. Now James the player and James the person are different to me. James the player had things I didn't love. James the player is also going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
James the person, you know, I don't think he's a classic case of extremely talented but did not have the mindset it took in terms of preparation and especially his day-to-day operation, how he got along with teammates, things like that. That's not what it takes to be, hey, one love, we're all in this together. I play for my brother. He didn't have any of that stuff.
No. So yesterday I was at the Dick Harmon golf tournament. For those of you that are a little bit younger, you don't remember who Dick Harmon is. He was the longtime pro at River Oaks forever and just a legend here in golf in the city of Houston, and he died suddenly. It's been – it was early 2000s when he died.
I think it was 04.
04 maybe, yeah.
Because Alex was born.
Yeah, it was awful, awful, awful. He died of pneumonia. Anyway, there's a tournament every year for him. I played with Ricky yesterday, his son, and Butch was there, and Butch was with us most of the day, and I got to tell you.
Butch Harmon is formerly Tiger Woods. He was Tiger's first
Greg
coach.
Norman, Tiger Woods, Dustin Johnson. He had five number ones.
Yeah.
Adam Scott. He had five number ones, and he said, hey, pal, and four of them fired me, okay? So just so you know, that's great, okay? You have five number ones and four of them fire you. He's going to join
Stop
us.
Stop bragging, Butch.
At the top of the hour here on ESPN 97.5 and just tell us some stuff. I just want, you know what? That's what I want. I want to hear what his thoughts on Liv. And listen, his first number one guy was Greg Norman. Greg Norman is probably public enemy number one in golf right now. So I'd like to get, I didn't even talk to him about that. I'd like to get his thoughts on that. And he was with Dustin when he was unbelievable. There are all kinds of great stories, unbelievable stories. This dude is unbelievable. Anyway, he's hilarious. Everywhere you go with Butch, or you watch Butch with people, everybody's laughing. Everybody's laughing. He is just, he's so quick-witted, so fun. So we'll have him on in about 15 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Texans quarterback situation. Lovie Smith addressed it yesterday. We'll have that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, I want to talk about my man Mark Klein over at Klein's Jewelers. This is the only place that you go this holiday season. There's only one place that you go for her diamonds, for her diamond earrings, her diamond bands, her bracelets, her pendants. It doesn't matter what it is jewelry-wise. You want to watch? He's got pre-owned luxury watches on the website right now. Go to KleinsJewelry.com and see for yourself. Or you could call, or you could stop by one of the two locations, 5771 Woodway. It's at Woodway and Augusta, and at Fondren and Westheimer. He's still over there as well. He's got the two stores, and he's just awesome. I'm telling you, it's gonna be less than you're gonna pay at one of these fancy schmancy jewelry stores. You are paying more money than you have to. Mark can make whatever it is that you're looking for and make it just perfect for you and the perfect price for you as well. He is just going to give you a better price on diamonds, period, exclamation point. Find out for yourself. You can actually text him, and he will answer you. He'll give you a quote over the phone, 832-316-1388, 832-316-1388, KleinsJewelry.com, or one of the two locations. This holiday season is Klein's Jewelry.
ESPN 97.5.
Life is all about building out memories, and one of the best ways to build out that memory can be at your own home. And you can do that by having that outdoor living space where you're out there watching your games, you're out there watching special moments, you see wins that you never forget, you experience sports achievements that you never forget, you have people over for movie night, you have Thanksgiving, or you have Easter. Right there in your own backyard, in your own outdoor living space, in your outdoor kitchen. Would you like to have a flat top to make your own burgers pressed just the way you want? Bacon and eggs out in the morning? That can be you. You can get the infrared grill installed as well. You can have your your refrigerator with where you can keep wine or you can keep your beverages. You've got a TV that you have included in there, vaulted ceilings with sound system in them, fire pits, fireplaces, swimming pools that they're building out at Texas Custom Patios. This is where you can really, truly make some memories, whether it's in the summer, the winter, the fall, it doesn't matter. Texas Custom Patios, they do an amazing job. They can finance it so you get exactly what you want right now, and it is going to add tremendous value to your quality of life and to your overall home. TexasCustomPatios.com. Experience the difference by going to the site and looking at the before and afters. TexasCustomPatios.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, I mean, honestly, just because you pulled Davis Mills and you put in Kyle Allen didn't mean that at some point during that game on Sunday that you couldn't have pulled Kyle Allen. I just feel like Lovey just doesn't have a feel. He doesn't have good feel. If he's standing on the sideline and he looks and he's looking and he's like, hey, why is it Pierce in the game right now?
Lovey's a guy at the blackjack table that you could play with him for an hour and nothing stands out about his play at all. He never has wins. He's playing, you know, he may... Yeah. Now, are you going to double down here? No, I'm not. I'm not doubling here. Like, well, dealer's showing a seven, and you're showing a 10. Yeah. You know, do you want to double down? Nah, I'm just gonna stick with what I have.
Yeah, right. I mean, okay. it's just
never presses bets.
Have a feel for the Kyle Allen sucked, and he wasn't going to do anything. You know what? Davis Mills might have given you a boost.
Papa's got a feel. That's what it looks like to have a feel for the game.
Yeah.
I think Pawpaw's got a Dusty Baker's got a feel for the game.
I don't know. I kind of felt at some point, and sometimes with some of the relievers that he chose, I was like,
He won a World Series, though.
I know he did. He was great. He did a great job.
And all of his moves in the postseason, almost all of them worked.
Right. Well, the rap against Dusty had been up until right now and winning that World Series was he didn't have a great feel.
Yeah, I understand that, but I think that, you know, Dusty was going with certain things. From time to time, he'd do things that we didn't necessarily agree with that ended up working out. That's Phil.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You know, Phil no, also no, no, was no, going no, against absolutely, the numbers.
No, he was awesome this postseason. Awesome, awesome, awesome. But Lovey, I don't know. Well, and now he's addressing the quarterback situation again yesterday in his press conference.
Cal was, you know, he's a quarterback of our offense yesterday. We didn't get anything done offensively. So it's pretty hard to talk about many of the good things that anybody, you know, on that side of the ball did. Kyle is a part of that. And as we go forward, it's like, you know, I've seen the video, of course, a few times. And the play at the quarterback position wasn't good enough yesterday.
Is there potential that you can go back to do this?
Guys, you kind of know how we do it right now. On a Monday afterwards, can talk about that play right there. You know, as we, you know, things kind of get out a little bit quick around here, if there's a change that we're going to make in any position, you guys will know it right away. But first, I'm going to kind of talk to the guys about all of the things that we're going through.
There's a change.
At all positions.
Oh, yeah. No,
there's
no,
a change.
There's
coming.
A change.
There it is.
Well, and you know what? Now he's got to stick with Davis as opposed to Davis, you suck today. Let me see if he can't do something. Or, you know, hey, Pep. What are we doing? What the hell? Why are we throwing three passes on first and goal from the three? What are we doing? Run the damn ball. You know, Keyshawn the other day was, I don't know, maybe it was yesterday. He said, Bill Parcells, I mean, just to piss me off, we'd be like third and six, and Parcells, run the ball here. And Keith be like, what? What the hell? I mean, Parcells was a defensive guy. A head coach needs to have his influence on it. It just seems like Lovey's just standing there. Mm-hmm. Just standing there the whole game. Like,
yeah.
What's going on? Hey, Look at, hey, look up there. Somebody's eating popcorn. Look at it on the big board. That's fun. I mean, what the hell? Have some, put your imprint on the game somewhere. And it's nowhere. The defense, I don't know. I'm about done with Lovey's defense, too, by the way. These open freaking, I mean, there are guys that are running. He's the biggest holes I've ever seen in a zone defense, ever. Guys are running. There were 13-yard cushions on guys. There was one pass on that Deshaun hit, I think it was to Amari, that he's, there was nobody around him on a regular, just a dig route. And there's nobody there. What the hell? What kind of, who designed that? Amari Cooper is standing there wide open. Mm-hmm. How has that happened?
I really do wonder about, to be honest with you, I really do wonder about defensively if this is the direction they need to be going. I mean, Lovey is, every other defense coordinator that has success with a young defense, you know, like a lot of, like Sauce is a lockdown. Robert Saleh comes from a program. They play a lot of, at San Francisco, they played a lot of cover three with Richard Sherman. Well, now you've got, you know, you did some bumping around, some cover three. Now you've got Sauce. So you know, he'll travel with some of the best receivers sometimes. Yeah. You play one. Derek Stingley, you drafted him to be, when he's healthy. When he's healthy.
Where is he?
Derek Stingley's drafted to be, you don't draft zone corners in the third, with the third pick. You never, ever draft a zone corner, even in the first round. And so you've got to have him, when he's on the field, you've got to start really looking into playing a lot more, you know, cover one. You've got to look to be more aggressive. You got to look for your DBs to give them a chance to make more plays and to really impact the game with their coverage talent and coverage skill. We'll see. I mean, there's so many, you know, for me, there's so many issues with the roster still. There's so many, they're so far away. We're having conversations about the Rockets, and I do see light at the end of the tunnel. Like, I see the guys that are going to be, I don't know what it's going to become, but I know it's going to become better than this, and I know something good is going to happen with this team, Rockets team. I can't say that with the, I can't even come close to saying that with the Texans right now. They still are in no man's land. This is still, they're very, I mean, they're definitely in no man's land right now, where I don't, purgatory is a word for the Texans too. You have no ability to right now to project their upside. I can project the Rockets' upside and actually feel pretty good about it. I might be wrong, but I actually feel like, you know what? I can project their upside with Şengün and Jabari. Jabari's going to be bigger and stronger. Şengün's going to be bigger and stronger. Who do I look out there? I guess I say Petrie. I can't project it with Stingley right now. Had 2 years where it was subpar tape that he was working off of and injury concerns in both years, and now he's injured this year. What am I supposed to do with that?
No.
What am I doing with Kenyon Green? I like the potential for Kenyon Green, but sometimes muscle memory stuff and pass protection is something I talked to my dad about. It's not always correctable. Some of your pass rush stuff is not going, it's coachable, but the muscle memory kicks in. Some of his stuff I am concerned about. I'm not concerned run blocking. I am concerned pass protecting.
Yep, absolutely. All right, when we come back, Butch Harmon's going to join us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Get some stories from Butch Harmon.
I bet he's got some things to say about.
I mean, I don't know that there's a better teacher ever in the history
of
college.
I bet he's got some things to say about Liv.
Oh, yeah. We'll find out what he thinks about Liv on the other side right here. But first, a little FOCO.
Yeah, so FOCO is our new one of the new sponsors. We're joining forces with them to make sure you're ready to cheer on the World Series champs in style. And I'm talking about Houston's, the Astros' 2022 World Series championship gear is officially licensed by Major League Baseball and the MLBPA, which means the Astros players and team gear is just a few clicks away for you. And there's some really, really cool stuff. There's plenty of products to choose from. You got big head bobbleheads, World Series ornaments, hats, pajamas, footwear, and more. My wife and I are picking some stuff out for the kids that we're going to give them for stocking stuffers. They've got stuff for you for all 62 games, 162 games and beyond. But something I want you to do right now is go to foco.com/975, and you can see some of the really cool products they have, including these awesome bobblehead dolls. They've got bobblehead dolls with all these different players holding the championship trophy. Go pick up four or five of them. Get yourself your Gurriel, your Yordan, your Kyle Tucker, Bregman. These guys are all on there, and it's a chance for you to own them. Home jersey, away jersey, really, really cool stuff if you are an Astros fan. And it's all available for Christmas shopping that you can do right now. FOCO.com Foco.com/975. Make sure you're ready to celebrate the champs and gear up for their road to repeat. It's Foco.com/975.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Wheel. Fun.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Sports. ESPN 97.5.